We've got it.
This transmission is coming to you.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you are go.
It's Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
We are live, my friends. It is May 1st, 2011. Already into the fifth month of 2011. 2012 now looming up for us. How time flies. Seems like just yesterday, Barack Obama was running for political office, the highest office in the land. And now here we are already going into the next presidential election diversion. Until Ron Paul hacks in to the debates and injects real issues, not diversions like the royal wedding. Obviously, incredible financial news. Gold surges to all-time price record. Canadian dollar heads for third monthly advance on interest rate outlook. U.S. Treasury, this is the big news. China has decreased its holdings of U.S. debt. Dollar retreats a two-and-a-half-year low. That is just some of the news and information we have on the economic front. Mitt Romney, of course, is saying that the gas prices are rising because of Obama. That's great. It's rising because of George W. Bush 3 years ago, and then it went down. And now it's rising because of Obama, and certainly they're part of it. If you had a symphony of 400 pieces playing, I guess the flute or the drum has a place, but this is a larger symphony of globalist destruction. And the dollar is being devalued. That's why oil prices, that's the main driver. That's why oil prices are going up. And the system knows that, but they don't want to tell the public that. They want to say speculators, yes, and OPEC. And I guess in a way now you can say OPEC is jumping on the bandwagon. The Saudis leading the way to cut production, saying there's not enough demand. Demand at all-time highs, but in the age of deception, why shouldn't they completely jump in? They practice deception in a open way to just set the precedent that lies are the ether in which we swim. So that is some of the news we'll also be breaking down. When we come back from break, I'm just going to launch into it all. We have the economic news. I have my comments on the disgusting royal wedding. We also have the latest in Libya, Libyan disabled children's school hit in NATO strike. Meanwhile, Al-Qaeda forces are celebrating that Gaddafi's son and a bunch of his family were killed when they missile attacked the home that he was in at the time. And they admit it was an attempted assassination. Of course, just a month ago, they were saying, we'll never try to assassinate Gaddafi. Gaddafi, you don't worry your little head about a thing. Al-Qaeda are the new good guys. We've got to get behind them. The media tells us there in eastern Libya. And now U.S. intelligence is having to admit, NBC and others, that no, there weren't. Gaddafi wasn't handing out truckloads of Viagra to rape women. That'd be a bad PR move, wouldn't it? But see, it's just like the fake throwing babies out of incubators. Later, totally admitted, written up in a New York-based PR firm, they said, say that there was throwing babies out of incubators and stomping them. But then meanwhile, the more documents get released from the U.S. Army and Marine Corps, where they go into towns and kill everybody. And our media is like, well, yeah, that's what good guys do. We go door to door, and we line up little kids and the women and children, and we shoot them. And that's how we win. That's good guys. But then, oh, the bad guy threw the baby out of the incubator. It's not true, but isn't it fun to get angry? And he's got a big handlebar mustache, and he's got kind of brown skin and some oil we want. Of course, we don't get the oil. The globalists do, and then we actually pay more because now they have a monopoly. That's like Trump. Let's take all the Iraqi oil for ourselves. Like you're going to get any of it. Like I'm going to get any of it. More on Fukushima. The Amish are being raided, of course. It's all coming up. Stay with us.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Well, it's the day that the Trotskyites, the communist, the occultist, that's what it originally is an occultic European holiday, celebrate collectivism and all of the nightmares that come with it. It is May Day, and we are live. What do you say when your plane's going down? May Day, May Day, May Day, and the Republic is certainly in deep trouble. It is May 1st, 2011, and we're going to be live here for the next 2 hours. We're going to have wide open phones after I break down some of the news and information we're going to be covering. But here's the first thing I want to put out there. A lot of Americans and a lot of people in other parts of the world are waking up to globalism, waking up to the New World Order, waking up to corporate tyranny. Corporations, the mega corporations, are attacking their competition, using big government that they lobby for and buy off to shut down their competition and to give them unlimited amounts of corporate welfare. It is well in excess of $30 trillion in the last 2.5 years that has been transferred from the, quote, banker bailout to offshore banks. And now via lawsuits, because the Congress was too cowardly or domesticated or castrated or ceremonial, vestigial, to be able to get where the trillions went, but lawsuits by Bloomberg and others did get it, part of it, and we find out about hundreds and hundreds, totaling in the billions, of dollars going to foreign offshore banks, going to Gaddafi, going to the Chinese, going to General Electric, MSNBC, massive hundreds of millions of dollars of your taxpayer money a year go directly so that the government channel can have a bunch of people that almost have no viewers, couple hundred thousand. I mean, big radio shows in major cities have more listeners per 15 minutes than, you know, Mr. Maddow and all the rest. I mean, excuse me, Rachel Maddow and Mrs. Hardball. I'm sorry, I get them all confused. The point is, they are a joke. They're a joke. And it's anti-gun, anti-family, pro-carbon tax. It's what General Electric wants. And is General Electric some dirty, legged Trotskyite? Is it some hippie running around in Birkenstocks? No. No, they're the cannon fodder, the useful idiots that Lenin talked about. It's always run by the big mega corporations who are enemies of competition and freedom. What did the founder of the Rockefeller dynasty, the great snake oil salesman, is how he got his start, or actually his father got his start. What did he say about competition? It's a sin. Competition is a sin. And I even see some neocons saying, well, it's great that ExxonMobil and GE and the rest of the Fortune 100, Google, pay maybe the highest rates, 2.4. Domestically in the eights, but internationally they move the money offshore, trillions a year, and they pay 2.4. Others pay zero. And it's like, oh, they're smart. They know how to hire the accountants. They know how to, oh, this is free market. Oh, it really is free market. They get all these government contracts and use government power. First thing they did earlier this year when the new EPA regulations went in, not law, Congress didn't pass it, so they just said, we don't care. We'll just say it's a something we made up to shut down new plants, not let new ones open, shut down hundreds. They've now given what the head of the Energy Department a few months ago gave hundreds of coal power plants their notices of their shutdowns, their phased-out shutdowns of the next 3 years. And then you'll wonder why your power bill goes up and why General Electric's profits go up. They had a 77% increase in profit last year from the year before. That was in the Wall Street Journal. That was the headline. 77% increase in profit. Well, of course they're going to have profit because they go in and they run the Economic Council and they run the EPA with their people in all the major departments, and they just shut down all their competition. And then the average hippie says, yippee, I'm saving Earth by paying more power bills. Okay, so it's artificial scarcity being created. And I've got hundreds of things. I mean, literally hundreds of things I'd like to get to. I've got over 100 articles here. And let me just give you a smattering of them. You know what I'm going to do. I'm going to read the first article and then launch into that for an hour. But I'm going to attempt to just go over what I see, what I look at. Okay? And then I just want to re-telegraph the message. People are waking up. But let me tell you, if the average person out there, especially new listeners, really knew what I knew or what Ron Paul knows or what anybody who studies history and then current developments knew, you'd be really freaked out. You wouldn't be talking about the wedding of the royal inbreds. You wouldn't be talking about the basketball season or baseball season, because you'd understand that when the dollar fully melts down, and now it's a foregone conclusion, the globalists admit that's their policy, it is going to make the depression we've entered look like a Sunday picnic, okay? Hard times are coming. The system knows it, they've positioned it, and the globalists are stalling you from waking up while they get their police state surveillance grid in place for the depression to make sure we don't take the government back and fix things. They know the problem is with their takeover, with their destruction of the middle class, with their total transference of wealth to finance capital that they just make up out of nothing. With the takedown of the Ponzi scheme that they designed to bring us into the new Ponzi scheme, the open world government in every Davos, Financial Times, Bilderberg release, all world governments admitted, but conservatives and liberals still giggle when they hear it, because even though it's being admitted, even when it's in Time magazine, they still giggle because you're not allowed to resist it. It's seen as intelligent and nouveau riche and stylish to giggle at your own enslavement. Private corporate empire. Taking over through government our lives, shutting down their competition, transferring our wealth to them. And they've got the Marxist-Leninist liberals running around who don't understand it, who are poor, who do see the corruption of the ultra-rich, and they're now going to be sicked on what's left of the middle class. It's incredible. I mean, it's the mega corporations, the mega banks, financing the carbon taxes, creating the carbon tax move, funding the major foundations at all the universities, funding the Marxists, the Leninists, the Fabian socialists. And I was talking to a Marxist last night, a very well-known one who was here in town, and I was actually interviewing him. I wanted to know what they thought about Obama, and they just point blank said, it is true that it's pretty much all funded by government megacorporations, but that's because they're infiltrating us to try to control us. No, you got it wrong. The Federal Reserve wants a graduated income tax. That's in the Communist Manifesto for a reason. Whether you love Gaddafi or hate him, the point is he's being overthrown because that place looked like a modern metropolis, what they were building. Because he had his own central bank, because he was using the money to build the society up with a real form of socialism, and I'm not even defending it, but he was actually serving most of it out to build the infrastructure through ego and building up Africa. That couldn't be allowed, so he's got to be removed now. But I'm digressing. The issue here is that we're in a lot of trouble. And if mainline Republicans out there, if you really think Mitt Romney or Rick Perry are going to save you, or if you think the governor of New Jersey is going to save you, you got another thing coming. When they talk about austerity and they talk about cuts to welfare and to police and to people's social security and to government pensions, and now even private pensions are being looted. When they talk about, making the troops, you see it in the news. Make the troops get their own insurance now. Don't give them health care, even though they signed a contract. That's being pushed. All that austerity is the next phase. Once the bankers get you dependent, build up the giant government to get you dependent on them, build the infrastructure, get your wealth tied into their derivatives. Now they can hold you hostage for only a small percentage of what you've paid in and phase out most of it, but you'll still stay in it wanting that one little table scrap while all the rest of it goes to them offshore to then come back and loan at loan sharking rates to the government as they maneuver the U.S. towards bankruptcy by design and the end of our AAA rating.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
It is May 1st, 2011 on this Sunday. Thank you for joining us. All right, let me do what I said I was going to do. Let me just break down the headlines. Fed sting Amish farmer selling raw milk locally. And it says that for over a year they did the investigation, the undercover, the purchases. Of course, this is all being publicly sold. None of this was being hidden. And there's another quote in here by the FDA saying, we believe that all milk should be pasteurized. I mean, even until the 60s, it was still a competition whether it was pasteurized or not pasteurized. And for those that don't know, they basically heat up the milk. They cook it. It's no longer milk. And it was big mega dairies and the big chains that were supplied by the big dairies that on record lobbied in the 40s, 50s, 60s. It took them up to the 60s nationwide to do it through the feds and the state level to shut down being able to buy raw milk at the store. And you know why? Because they couldn't compete with it. People knew the health benefits. Doctors recommended it because they wanted to be able to have the cow droppings to be able to get in the milk, the blood, the pus. They wanted to be able to give the hormones, overwork the cows. I've actually worked for a large animal vet, and I've seen dairy cows that have the problems in their udders. They get very infected, and so it's in a way it's a meat product, a lot of the milk you get. It doesn't just have the milk. It has the blood, the pus, and the cooked and bleached out cow droppings, cow manure. And that's what they do. And so something similar to this is government is moving and the irradiating lobbies are pushing to go ahead and just radiate all meat. Just a few years ago, they got it approved, a decade ago or so. And now they're pushing at state and federal levels to make everyone radiate the meat, all meat packing. And you know why? Because then they can feed you rotten beef. Then it can have E. coli crawling all over it. It can have blood and cow manure. You ever seen video of a slaughterhouse? You have to clean that stuff up. They don't like that. Okay, and so you get sick if they make a mistake. So they just want to radiate it all and destroy all nutritional value in it, the major studies show. It's the same thing with the homogenization. It's the same thing when they boil and cook that milk. And I've interviewed the heart surgeons, the brain surgeons, the nutritionist. Milk is very good for you until you cook it. And then it changes it, just like cooking certain meats and certain oils creates unnatural things, trans fats. It creates a sludge that then clogs your arteries. So they take something absolutely healthy and good and ruin it because the big mega corporations didn't want. You ever been in a dairy, a really big one? Oh, when they put the big machines up on the udders and blood and pus is shooting through with the milk, it just goes right in. But in the old days, with the milking system, you had to keep it perfectly clean, do it right. You could taste the milk. There was a problem. You could tell it. And it was a real art form. And you can go back to the statistics, almost no problems. But now, all over the country, we've got foreign central banks stealing trillions of dollars. No one will say where the money went. Wachovia and Wells Fargo just admitted last year, AP, Reuters, all reported, Bloomberg broke it. They said, we'll pay a $100 million fine on $376 billion in laundered drug money. And they owned and leased the aircraft. And it just came out last week, the Chicago Tribune. The head drug dealer they've arrested is showing the documents in court saying, look, I work for the U.S. government under orders and the banks. And it's like, well, that in the court saying that is admissible, but still it's illegal. The government's allowed to order you to do it, but then we're still going to go ahead and put you in prison. You understand? That's not a defense. And that's in the news. So don't worry. The heroin, the cocaine, the Ritalin, the Prozac, the prescription stuff they push on the kids in the schools and push on everybody else. Folks have car wrecks now and have a hurt back, and they come in and say, we recommend you go on a serotonin reuptake inhibitor. That's not a problem. None of that's a problem. I'll just get into this now. Feds sting Amish farmers selling raw milk. The Washington Times also have a Washington Post on this. And you read through, and there's a quote in here. Here it is. It is the FDA's position that raw milk should never be consumed, said Tamara N. Ward, spokeswoman for the FDA. It is their position. Now, it's still legal for you to have a cow and milk it yourself. And I know the farmer's market in town here in Austin, you could go, and they're selling cheeses and stuff. But if you wanted to go and do a private deal with them, they'd sell it till the undercover showed up. It's like drugs. So that's gone now. But the Amish themselves, and I've seen other cases of other families. Well, we can show you the video. It comes out every few months. Countless videos of people selling produce at little stores, and police come in, guns drawn. They've been taught this is really a dangerous group, and now they're arresting people selling pumpkins or squash. I see these reports constantly, and cities are moving for inspections of your home garden because you might grow marijuana. See, you're guilty until proven innocent. You're a prisoner. Do you think in San Quentin you're allowed to have a garden in your jail? No, you get what do they call it when they come in and do the inspections and throw everything out on the ground? You think you're in a free country? Now, what they do a lot of places is you'll have a local farm, and then you own a cow and pay someone on their farm to take care of it, and it's in their stall, and you get your milk every few days, and you have to go pick it up, and those co-ops are farming. And so I've talked to a lot of the co-op owners here in Austin and stuff, and you know, these plainclothes cops will come in, and I want some of that milk. Could you mail it to me in Oklahoma? Now, no, that would be under federal regulations, under the Commerce Clause. I'm sorry, officer. I'm not an officer. I wanted to get it in Oklahoma so they could make it a federal case. They're like, okay, thank you, sir. Well, the Amish wouldn't sell it in over a year operation over the state line. So the feds bought it and carried it across state lines, and now they're facing many years in the federal pen. We're all safe now. Those guys that ride horse and buggies, they're not going to sell that dirty milk, that dirty Alcada no more. Not going to happen anymore. So we're all safe now. And see, it's the FDA's position that raw milk should never be consumed. There's no law, but we're still going to. You know, I was explaining to folks, you can just search people arrested for $2 bills. Man arrested for $2 bill. Man arrested for silver coin. And you'll woman arrested for gold coin. Now citizens have been taught that's dirty. Remember the federal case last month in the AP? In fact, guys, reprint me that AP article, please. I want to read the exact quote. They said, you are a particular type of terrorist. They said, you are a unique type of terrorist was the quote. And the federal prosecutor, after he was convicted and he's facing 15 years for issuing silver coins that were, you know, private currency, totally legal. We read the U.S. code here. No one's ever gotten in trouble. There's thousands of companies selling them, dozens of big mints. But it's becoming popular. And they said, we will infiltrate, we will frustrate, we will stop these people. They are terrorists. What did O'Neill, the former Treasury Secretary under Bush, say on Bloomberg? I played this on Friday. Was it Thursday? He said anybody that doesn't want to basically raise taxes and raise the debt ceiling, quote, is Al-Qaeda, is like Al-Qaeda, and we need to arrest members of Congress, round them up, who are for it. See? See? Milk is terror. Everything is evil that's good. You understand? By the way, I know that if you're a new listener and you hear me talk about people going to jail for $2 bills or silver dollars, you think I'm joking. Just search it and you'll get mainstream news. I know this sounds absurd, but it's real. I can play you O'Neill, the Treasury Secretary before Paulson, Bush's first Treasury Secretary. And then it was Snow, and then it was Paulson. On Bloomberg, I played it Thursday. It's up on Infowars.com. Just search the term if you want to watch the whole video, live on Bloomberg TV, where he says it's domestic terrorism like Al-Qaeda to not raise the debt limit. and lose our AAA rating and have to go in deeper into debt to the bankers. He actually says it. Then he goes on and says, we may have to round up. Congress may force us to round up half of them. In fact, the reason I say go find it yourself, I didn't really tell the crew to find that. See if you can dig that clip up again. I know it's from Thursday, but because I know it's an eight-minute clip, try to find the spot where he does it. Now, I said that the federal government came out when Bernard von Nothaus, Mr. Nothaus, 13 years coining his own silver, not in competition to the fiat, true counterfeit money of the private Federal Reserve that took over in 1913. Totally legal. Even mainstream media, even AP and Reuters and Wall Street Journal and Kudlow on MS or CNBC, they had to admit this is ridiculous and read the U.S. Code. It wasn't illegal. But they've got juries that would send a Girl Scout to the gas chamber for mass murder with no evidence. They would send a ham sandwich to the electric chair if ordered to do so. They will arrest you for $2 bills. They will arrest you for silver coins. They have a giant population of citizens that think it's cool to tattle. They've been told everything's illegal. You see these reports all the time. It's always an old man. And it could be in Colorado, Texas, Massachusetts. It does. You see them everywhere. I know you've seen the articles where the guy's in his garage, a tinker, cleaning his rifle. Neighbor walks by, sees it. SWAT team shows up. And the SWAT team knows it's not illegal, but they go ahead and arrest him. And then you hear about them facing charges, even though there are no charges. I mean, I've seen people go to jail for stuff that's not illegal for, quote, an arsenal. And then you go check the state law, and I get Gun Owners of America on and others, and we go over the law. There is no law on an arsenal. They just call it an arsenal, and then usually that gets beat in court. So they say, well, you had black powder. That could have been used for a bomb. Well, I bought it at the local gun shop and, you know, do black powder reloading. We don't care. The neighbor called. You're evil. We're getting you. I haven't even gotten into all the news yet. We'll have open phones for the entire second hour. But since I mentioned before break and gave you the quote about a unique type of terrorism, the U.S. attorney, after the kept jury, and for those that don't know, federal juries in the last few decades are no longer selected from the general public. They create pools, mainly of bureaucrats, sycophants, law enforcement people that, again, would send a puppy dog to the gas chamber if told that breathing was illegal. And they just live on federal juries, and they will convict anyone and everyone. You think I'm doubting? Listen, it's up to a 98% conviction rate. Don't believe me, just look it up. 98% of people charged by the feds are convicted. Now, do you really believe 98% are guilty? Of course they're not. The federal government is there to protect the banks laundering $376 billion in 2 years. And it's all over the news and nobody gets in trouble. They're there to protect the U.S. Marines growing the opium, and they put it on Fox News, the Marine Corps colonel. I can play it. Just search Geraldo Rivera, you know, admits troops growing opium. They're like, yeah, we don't like it, but if we don't, Taliban will get the money. Oh, really? You don't just, see, you got to sell it to America. I mean, it's... They've gone from denying all this to just admitting it. We have a corrupt government. You're like, how dare you talk bad about my Marines? No, it disgraces the Marines to have them supplying security and fertilizer and transportation to the schmack. See, once you give in to evil, once you accept corruption, once you say the government's not bad and what we're doing is okay, the sky's the limit. Once you give in to that, it's over. Once you let them take your shoes off and your belt off and answer questions at the airport because of a supposed threat that's not as dangerous as honeybee stings every year. Again, more people die of that every year than of terrorism. Look it up. But you will give up all your rights. Well, next, it's the hands outside the pants. Now it's the hands in the pants. Once you do that, the sky's the limit. Oh, we're only wiretapping Americans overseas. Oh, now we're wiretapping everybody. Now we're tracking everything you're doing. Now we're going to make you thumbprint to buy and sell. Now we're going to raise your taxes. You see, they're setting the precedent. But I digress. I haven't even gotten to the news yet here. This is from the FBI Federal Bureau of Investigation. We'll put it on screen. For radio listeners, just search defendant convicted of minting his own currency. And I'm at FBI.gov, Charlotte Division, U.S. Attorney, press release, Statesville, North Carolina. And you get to the end of the three-page article, the press release, and it says, attempts to undermine the legitimate currency of the country are simply a unique form of domestic terrorism. Going to jail as a terrorist, folks. U.S. Attorney Tompkins said in announcing the verdict, while these forms of anti-government activities do not involve violence, they are every bit as insidious. Ooh, it's insidious that he had TV ads running for 13 years for a silver coin. And represent a clear and present danger to the economic stability of this country, she added. We are determined to meet these threats through infiltration, disruption, and dismantling of organizations which seek to challenge the legitimacy of our democratic form of government. It's now undemocratic to print up your own silver and gold coins and advertise alternate currencies that are totally legal. What do you think a credit card is? What do you think when you go in and cash one thing? I mean, they've had cities in the U.S. for 200 plus years that have their own local currencies. Every major European city has it. The little island of Guernsey, a British protectorate, has had it for hundreds of years. They have the British pound and they have the Guernsey. I mean, cities put out their own currencies. What do you think a gift certificate is? But see, people are getting into gold and silver. Now, 9 states have passed or are passing the state issuing its own silver and gold. Are you? See, they're getting, the feds are panicking. Well, let's get some guy and burn him and get the federal jury to convict him. What next? You're going to start arresting the governors of South Carolina and Wyoming or Colorado? Oh, I heard Texas is talking about introducing one. Are we going to arrest the Speaker of the House here? We had an alien foreign banking cartel in 1913 take over and set up the private income tax, and 100% of that, as Ronald Reagan's commission found in 81, goes to not run the country. Every time Ron Paul's on TV, they go, or almost every time I see him, they go, how are we going to run the government if we get rid of the IRS? And Paul always goes, well, we built this Capitol right behind me. He'll be out in front of the Capitol. Before 1913, we had a 10% growth rate on average from the founding of the country to 1913. Now, on average, it's about 3%. We had more savings, more wealth. Every dime you pay to the IRS, every stinking dime goes to interest on the debt. Because when a dollar is created, the Federal Reserve has to be given a dollar in debt. It's designed to take the greatest nation, the wealthiest nation on earth, and make it a enslaved, impoverished system. Now, continuing, because I have stacks of these. You already heard it's terrorism. They will infiltrate. They will defeat people that dare talk bad about the Federal Reserve. That's why they really went after Bernard von Nothaus, because for 13 years, he traveled the country and went on national TV shows and was very popular talking bad about the Federal Reserve and printed coins with Ron Paul's face on them. We got SWAT teams. We raided you. We got a jury putting you in prison. And don't worry, we're not going to stop. Every week I see the globalist SWAT teaming Amish for, you were putting up too much dust. It violated a local environmental regulation. Oh, you were selling your cheeses at the town market and those didn't have proper certification. And the cops always put on big shows and put them in handcuffs and have SWAT teams because the Amish are so dangerous. Their whole religion is being passive and submitting. But we've got to act like they're bad. We've got to, oh, so evil.
We've got it. This transmission is coming to you.
Waging war on corruption.
Oh, yeah.
All right, you want to go?
It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
You see, I want liberty. I want the Bill of Rights. I want family to be left alone. I want the Second Amendment, the right to defend yourself, to be left alone. I want the right to be a red-blooded, free person, not the property of the globalist. I want my republic back. And when I see tyranny being unfolding and being sold, that is so over the top, it's cartoonish, I get angry. They're trying to break our will. Now, I keep saying I wanted to just read you the headlines, and of course I can never do it, because I start reading one headline, and I want to tell you what's going on behind it. But just remember, all over the nation, the little guy, the family oh, you don't want to give your kid a flu shot, we're going to take them from you. But there's no law. We don't care. Our family courts were set up under eugenics 100 years ago, and there isn't due process. It's what we want to do. So they take your kid. You see, this is a lawless government, ladies and gentlemen. And if they can get away with that, they can get away with anything. This is an illegitimate government at every level. And people better get that through their heads. No one is safe under this. Many times when I'm focused and on the front line, I have no fear. But many times at 2, 3 a.m., I wake up and it's not even fear. It is guilt that to defend this republic, I haven't fled with my family out of this country. It is guilt. I have to sit there and say, man, I need to be selfish. I need to get out of here. And then I realize there's nowhere to run. Then I'm like, I better than work even harder to wake people up. We got to reverse this because this tyranny is murderous. This is one of the most nasty forms of corrupt government you can get. Their white papers are public about what they're already doing. You hear about, the UN got caught again adding live polio to shots in Latin America, in Africa, and Asia. BBC, AP, CBS News. Just search it. UN polio shots kill. You'll get all the mainstream, but it's like, no big deal. The U.S. government was injecting little kids in a vaccine program all over Latin America with live syphilis. Oh, we're real sorry. The media doesn't ask, why were you injecting them knowingly with live syphilis? Well, we're just sorry. We don't want to talk about it. We're sorry we got caught. They're eugenicist. It came out of England 160 years ago in the 1850s. Hitler was a spinoff of it. It runs everything. Look, I told you 16 years ago, all babies at birth in the Western world, already under a covert global government that's coming out in the open, have your blood taken and be put in a secret database where they test bioweapons and look at genes and sell it off to private biotech companies. It's now public, 2 years, totally admitted, exactly as I said. I had the documents 15, 16 years ago, sent to me by a nurse inside Black Ops in San Antonio. I got death threats over revealing this, and the listeners are like, listen to crazy man. I told you under the Telecommunications Act of 96 that all phones are tracked live time by the government via GPS triangulation off the cell towers. I read from the Telecommunications Act, just like I just read from the FBI website, saying issuing your own silver coins is terror and threatens America, and you will be infiltrated. You will be arrested. I just read to you the year-long infiltration spying of an Amish group publicly doing something legal, selling their neighbor's milk, and the feds finally did all this, got the milk, took it across state lines. They are criminals. They go after the good people, their property, and they, like wolves, cut the sheep out, cut one of the weak out, and target them, set their precedent on them. And they got a bunch of brainwashed cops and people, folks, that think silver's illegal, that think $2 bills. That's why all the time people at a movie theater pay with a $2 bill, cops show up. You try to pay with $2 bills at Best Buy, you're arrested. And they don't apologize. $2 bills with the Declaration of Independence, folks, are real. They've been out for decades. They don't care. So real crime is ignored. I want to open the phones up coming up the next hour. Let me just first mention to you the news I have here, okay? Sting against raw Amish milk producer results in federal case. It's a sting. And see, it's all public. It's being sold, but they act like it's secret. And there's a sting and undercovers so that the weak-minded kind of halfway listening go, ooh, a sting against raw milk. Oh, it's dirty. How about some stings against the corrupt government? How about an investigation of the government growing the opium in Afghanistan? Oh, well, that's our government. It's good that they do that. Well, then why do you arrest people that are using it? The victims of it. Well, let's just not discuss that common sense statement. But the good news is more than 22 states are moving or have already moved, and I've had district attorneys on this show. Texas bill would make invasive pat downs a felony, Fox News. AP article posted at Fox News. A former Miss USA claims of being groped. Well, they admit they stick their hands down the pants. Ron Paul's had his genitals grabbed. On this show, he broke down that happened to him. Same thing with Governor Ventura. It's admitted. A former Miss USA claims of being groped during a pat-down at Dallas-Fort Worth International Airport could be a felony under a bill gaining momentum in the Texas legislature. Oh, wait a minute. Remember 2 weeks ago after that controversy with the little girl? We posted it first at InfoWars, then Drudge picked it up, went supernova. Appreciate DrudgeReport.com driving it through the electronic Berlin Wall and getting it out there. And then it showed the video of them sticking the hands in the six-year-old's pants and the other little kids crying, saying, I don't want that to happen to me, Mommy. And I've had the mother on. And Napolitano came out and said, that is a proper pat-down. That's not groping. She says it's not groping. See, when the Army and Marine Corps grow the opium, that's not drug dealing. But then when an idiot 20-year-old gets caught selling a heroin balloon for $10, they go to jail for 10 years. When the government sticks their hands down your pants and gropes a six-year-old, it's protection and good and fighting Al-Qaeda, something we have to do to keep America safe. If you do it to somebody in a park, you're going to get 20 years in prison for sexual assault, and you should. See, it's different rules for them as they set the precedent. And no matter how many come out to be perverts, child molesters, criminals, thieves, robbers, bank robbers, TSA doesn't get in trouble. They're creating an army of folks that like to do this. I mean, who in their right mind would want the job of sitting there sticking their hands down people's pants all day? People say, well, you should go to the scanner. They do it after the scanner. This was done to her after the scanner. A former Miss USA claims of being groped during a pat down at Dallas-Fort Worth. Yeah, she's crying in the video. We first posted it. Drudge picked it up, went big, showing the power of the show again. A former Miss USA claims of being groped during a pat-down at Dallas-Fort Worth International Airport could be a felony under a bill gaining momentum in the Texas legislature. It's already a felony. If a cop pulls over people randomly, they can write the ticket. They can't stick the hands down the pants. A cop would go to jail. These aren't even sworn peace officers. It's already illegal, as district attorneys have already said here. But the state's saying they're going to pass laws just to let them know it's illegal. The bill would make it illegal for a security officer to intentionally touch someone's private areas, even top clothing. Well, I've read the law at state and federal. It's a misdemeanor on the surface. But whatever, good, make it a felony. Unless they have probable cause to believe the person is carrying something illegal. Bill sponsor, State Representative David Simpson, says the searches are removing people's dignity. I want him on. Last fall, the Transportation Security Administration started a new pat-down procedure. Susie Castillo, Crown Miss USA, said she was molested during a pat-down last April. Continuing here. Now, we're going to be talking about that. Here's some of the other news. Regardless of what you think of Muammar Gaddafi, he made a deal 6 years ago with the West to give up his WMDs and be friendly. And it's illegal to try to kill a head of a state. And that's why they keep rocketing and bombing his houses and government buildings. They keep saying, oh, we're not trying to kill you. This time they attacked his son's house while he was in it and killed his son and a bunch of his grandkids. And it says that the Al-Qaeda groups in the East were celebrating chanting Allah Akbar. The attack struck the house of Gaddafi's youngest son, Saif al-Arab, when the Libyan leader and his wife were inside. White House spokesman declined to comment. Now, everybody's celebrating. Kill that bad guy. Meanwhile, admitted Al-Qaeda is the core of the group attacking him, and it has nothing to do with humanitarian. It's all about taking over that giant airbase he built for commercial uses, the huge aqueducts he's built. I've talked to reporters that have been there. It looks like Space City or something. He's put so much money into everything. The bankers want to siphon all that money out. Plus, Gaddafi has been helping other African countries build up their infrastructure, and they don't like it. Meanwhile, it's now been admitted the story about his rape teams, NBC's had to admit, and them giving him Viagra was all made up, just like the babies being thrown out of the incubators during the Kuwait invasion came out of a New York PR firm. It was all made up, the little girl's testimony, everything. That's admitted to be fake. They're manipulating you. They love it while they grow the opium and ship it in. We'll be right back.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
All right, I have covered a smattering of the news. I haven't even gotten into the incredible developments on the continued destruction of the dollar by design. That's coming up at the bottom of the hour. Latest news out of Fukushima. Also, new news on naked body scanners. I promise I will get to all of that. More on Facebook, everybody else spying on the public. More on Libya, more geopolitical developments. I want to give the number out, the toll-free number to join us. We're going to start one of your calls right at the start of the next segment, about 5 minutes. 877-789-ALEX, 877-789-2539. But don't touch that dial yet. I want to give first-time callers a chance today to be who gets on. First-time callers and Skype phones and stuff are getting so bad. We don't censor calls or screen them, but if we can't really understand you, we're not going to be able to have you on, so please have a good phone. I want to hear from you. I want people to hear you. 877-789-2539, 877-789-2539, or 877-789-ALEX. Now, you may think I'm extreme, that folks shouldn't go to jail for $2 bills that are legal, or for silver dollars, or that you're not a terrorist if you're Amish and selling milk to your neighbors. Imagine all the corruption and all the police resources with Mexico, a failed state, now over 30,000 murders in the last few years, total bedlam, U.S. crime rate exploding, kidnapping, murder, bank robberies, white-collar crime, just wild, foreign banks looting everything, government drug dealing run amok, major banks laundering drug money and running the aircraft publicly. Nobody gets in trouble. But they got unlimited resources for Girl Scouts selling cookies on the street corner to shut them down all over the country. Kids selling lemonade, shutting them down all over the country. People with gardens, got to be inspected, might be growing something illegal. I mean, just the essence of corruption, the essence of living under oppression. And it makes my blood boil because I know history. It's just going to get worse and worse and worse. And the system is busy spending its time going after the Amish and going after Bernard von Notaus, facing all these years in prison, something he did publicly, totally legal. I've read the U.S. Code. A two-year-old could tell what it meant. Counterfeiting is printing up fake Federal Reserve notes that I guess is a copy of a copy. It's fake. A counterfeit of a counterfeit. What is that? Multi-generational, low-res counterfeit. And that's what they convicted him of, counterfeiting. They say it's terrorism. They're going to infiltrate and stop these anti-government groups. The government, a wholly owned, foreign bank-owned subsidiary. Also, I want to get into royal family censorship. You know, they're part of the government. They're the second side of the British government. They get government money. And when the Australian ABC, Australian Broadcasting Company, was going to have one feed with commentators with lighthearted jokes, some of them about Philip being a Nazi. I don't think that's lighthearted. It's true. It's not even funny. And big buddies with Hitler, of course, 90 years old now. And here's Philip right here. They said, you can't carry the feed. And they ordered Fox, AP, and all the other feeds that were there to not give them a feed. A government pool camera feed of a government event fed by BBC, and you can't have it, Australia. So Australia backed down and said, okay, we won't allow anybody to talk bad about you. Oh, but they don't have any power. They can suspend parliaments. Diego Garcia, the island, kicking the tens of thousands of natives off to give it to the U.S. for a base. Yeah, but the Queen, you know, she ordered it, but she doesn't have any power. She just suspended the parliament in Canada the last 3 years in a row because Harper was going to be removed. That's not power. Absolute leader. Taxpayer funded. I thought that that was pretty amazing. And coming up, nuclear advisor to Japanese president resigns over radiation levels, says that they've been told to lie to the public about the radiation and let schools stay open nearby. I've talked a lot about that. Just a few miles away, little kids are out there playing recess in radiation that'll kill them better than a hammer in the next few years, if not sooner. But hey, why not lie? It's the government. It's their prerogative. You know, and you're an extremist if you don't like it. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center and the heart of the resistance, rallying patriots worldwide. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Well, we told you that it was coming. More hope and change, more torture, more secret arrest, more mega corporations getting trillions in taxpayer money, more media being secretly bought off by the federal government. But now Lieberman and a bunch of other senators are calling for military strikes in Syria. State Department admits they've been fomenting these Muslim Brotherhood in southern Syria to attack the government. And they're going to try to replace them with people that are even worse. Al-Qaeda is attacking Gaddafi. It's illegal to try to kill him. But people think that's tough, so they tried to kill him in his son's house. Did kill the son and some grandkids. And a lot of people are celebrating that. A lot of good old boys are, well, saying Al-Qaeda is the good guys now. And if you don't support Al-Qaeda, you don't support America. Well, then I don't support America. I'm sorry. I'm not for Al-Qaeda. I understand you think that's extreme and right-wing and evil. Fine. So that's just some of the news I have there. Coming up at the bottom of the hour, we'll continue with your calls here in a moment. Toll-free number to join us, 877-789-ALEX, 877-789-2539. First-time callers today. We'll get into the economy and what these headlines signify from my perspective. Gold surges to all-time price record. That's out of Financial Times of London. Also, U.S. Treasury, China has decreased its holdings of U.S. debt. Well, yeah, China announced that a few months ago, so the dollar is sliding. Also, Canadian dollar heads for third monthly advance against the U.S. dollar. We've got all of that news and what that signifies coming up. But right now, Todd in New York. Todd, you're on the air. Hey, Todd, how's it going? Okay, I'm going to skip past Todd there. Charlie in Texas, you're on the air. We may be having a phone line system. Yeah, Charlie, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah, can you hear me now?
I sure can.
First-time caller, long-time listener, Vietnam veteran, one of those evil people. I know that you, I shouldn't even told you that because I didn't want to frighten you, Alex. I just want to say, I think...
Yeah, we're definitely having a phone system issue. And you know what? That happens occasionally. I take so few calls now. Maybe that's why we're a little... Okay, we'll try another call. Kevin and Mass, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. How are you doing today?
Good. Go ahead.
Just a couple quick points here. Are we still Al-Qaeda where we used to be bad and now we're good and we're not sure which Al-Qaeda we are anymore?
Well, yeah, no, that's the point, is they said in the federal case with the silver dollars that he is a domestic Al-Qaeda, and they're also basically saying the Amish are domestic Al-Qaeda for selling milk that's totally legal. So the feds just sold it across state lines to claim it was interstate commerce crime. And basically, look, we got 2 years ago the internal Homeland Security MIAC reports. We got them, and what do they tell us? Over 90% of all federal spending in the surveillance is for gun owners, conservatives, returning veterans, farmers, landowners. Anybody who isn't basically on welfare and totally under their control is an enemy. The criminals are scared of anybody that could ever potentially resist them. Go ahead.
Okay, so good. I'm glad I'm still an enemy. I'm right there with you, brother. Here's a quick story for you. It's probably about 14 years ago. My son and one of his friends, they set up a bait stand. And we got the letter from the town of the town I live in, Wilmington, to close the bait stand down because it was illegal. And, I mean, this goes on what you're saying about the lemonade stands and everything else like that. This was like, 12, 13, 14 years ago they were starting that.
Well, you notice what the illegals do driving all these taco trucks around that, by the way, have usually got pretty good food. They just drive around mobily, and plus government admittedly kind of leaves them alone because that's a group they want politically to vote for gun control and a group that they use to drive down overall wages. I don't blame them wanting a better life, but 800-plus cities are sanctuary cities, and that's why they're shutting down all over the country, little girls selling Girl Scout cookies, little kids with lemonade stands, people selling tomatoes on the side of the road or jam. It's for your safety that they have to make sure there's no grassroots economy. You got to buy everything from Walmart. Everything's got to be a good Chinese slave good dripping with lead, arsenic, and mercury.
I know, it's my safety. I'm so glad we have these people. Just a couple quick more points. Have you ever seen the trial of Billy Jack, Alex?
No, I haven't.
Check it out. It goes back and talks about the Orwellian nightmare back in the 70s. It's pretty cool. Also, a couple other things. Tell your family I appreciate all they do because they give you up for a lot of time. I know how busy you must be, so tell your wife, your mom, your dad, your kids, everybody. I thank them. And also tell Ted Anderson to keep up the great deals that he puts out there with Midas Resources. And I'll let you go so you can take another call.
All right, thank you, Kevin. And I know why Limbaugh did this 20 years ago, and we do have to do it. I want to say I appreciate you, the listeners, people that understand liberty and freedom and are standing up for all the values that made us great. But, folks, you don't need to thank me, okay? This is a survival issue. We don't have a future if we don't stand up. I'm not doing something extraordinary. It's just that most people aren't doing their duty. I'm doing what is demanded, what I must do. I will not be a slave. And I'm sorry to those other two great callers. I wanted to hear what you had to say. We were having some type of phone problem glitch. If you can get back in, we'd love to hear from you. 877-789-2539. I wanted to hear from that evil veteran that the Pentagon's internal documents say is their number one terror threat that's got to be dealt with by the patriotic government. Let's talk to Jacob in Wisconsin. Jacob, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Alex, how's it going? I'm
good.
A huge fan.
Thank you.
Well, I just wanted to ask you a question. Why didn't you cover Raymond Davis, the CIA agent in, Pakistan?
Raymond Davis, the CIA agent in Pakistan. Sir, I'm not omnipresent. Tell me about it.
Well, Raymond Davis, he shot the guy in the back, the CIA agent, the diplomat.
I'm going to have to pull it up. I mean, I missed it. I mean, just last week, Sky Television.
I know how you were saying, like, it's just so crazy. The news is just coming in, and you're having problems covering it all, you know? So, I mean, Raymond Davis, CIA, like Obama was saying, oh, yeah, he's a diplomat. He's not a CIA.
Oh, I remember. Yeah, I just forgot the name. Yeah, he was the CIA guy doing surveillance, running around. And then when he got caught, they said he was a diplomat. And then they claimed he was not really CIA. He was just someone who protected diplomats.
Right. Right. And then another thing, John McCain, wasn't he just in Libya? Do you think he could have brought the Viagra himself?
All right. I appreciate your call. For those that just joined us, NBC has had to admit the State Department has said that there is no truth to Gaddafi and the rape gangs and fueling it with Viagra. What they do is they come up with something that just sounds so horrible that you'll then support the war. It's called demonization. And remember, they said the North Vietnamese attacked the ships at Gulf of Tonkin. Didn't happen. It's called waving the bloody shirt. They said that Saddam's people were throwing babies out of incubators and stomping their brains out. They weren't stealing incubators. They weren't throwing babies out. They weren't stomping their brains out. I'm not saying that Saddam's people were good. The point is we were lied to. They keep saying we're not trying to kill Gaddafi. Gaddafi, no need to hide. We don't want to kill you because it's illegal to do that. Meanwhile, they're rocket attacking his houses, killing his family, and trying to kill him. I mean, it's again, they just train us on a steady diet of lies. And folks, the globalists don't care about the Libyans. They don't care about the Iraqis. They don't care about Guatemalans. They don't care about Germans, Chinese, Americans. The globalists are ruthless criminal syndicate who've gotten to the top fighting with other ruthless criminal syndicates. They're there because they're intelligent, they're manipulative, they're sharp, they have unlimited wealth because they control the world's private central banks. And that's what Libya is about. They had their own central bank with interest-free credit. The country was the most booming country in Africa, even eclipsing South Africa, with giant airports, waterways, skyscrapers, huge college graduates. It's over. The globalists are going to go in there, wreck the entire infrastructure, and then roll in with UN doctors with the shots filled with the polio and all the rest of it, as they've been caught in Libya doing before. The UN got caught injecting folks with HIV. We'll be right back. Stay with us. Yeah, the last caller, sometimes I hear a name and then it takes me a minute or two to place it. A month or so ago, it came out that they've got all these different CIA guys posing as working with the State Department, running around, surveilling people, shooting people, Others have been busted funding Al-Qaeda, Taliban in Pakistan, in Afghanistan. And people go, well, explain this. I thought we're fighting Taliban and Al-Qaeda. Don't you get it? That's how the empire invades new countries. They go finance and train people who are psychopaths, criminals, or sometimes actually know what they're doing to go out and carry out terror so that the globalists have a pretext to invade those countries. Just like they're using Al-Qaeda now as the good guys to attack Gaddafi and admitting the core of the groups are, quote, U.S.-trained Al-Qaeda. Anwar al-Awlaki, born in the U.S., runs all the major terror attacks, number two under bin Laden. Washington Post says really number one now. Admittedly, is CIA shuffles back and forth between Langley, Virginia, and the Pentagon and overseas. Headline, Anwar al-Awlaki dined at Pentagon, Fox News, while he was on the most wanted list. It's a joke. A SWAT, the head of the 7/7 bombings, London Telegraph, is MI6 being protected, ran the attacks. But, I mean, here's some from last week. BBC News, Al-Qaeda assassin worked for MI6 secret cables claim. The latest WikiLeaks. And the British are saying, yeah, they're real. We're going to arrest whoever released these. I mean, folks, I know it's fun getting scared of guys with ugly beards. And I mean, I think, those are some scraggly-looking Grizzly Adams beards. I wouldn't grow one, but there's plenty of hillbillies with them, too. I mean, are we going to get scared of them? And, you know, guys with turbans on their heads. The globalists are over there because they want the $500 billion in opium and the oil. Here's a BBC one. Again, Al-Qaeda assassin worked for MI6, secret cables claim. Here's another one. Al-Qaeda assassin worked for MI6 and carrying out bombings, running the main Al-Qaeda force. The commanders are MI6, Mossad, CIA. Okay? And I've had the former head of Pakistani intelligence, who was called a big hero in the 80s, running these people, the Mujahideen, Hamid Ghul, on three times. It's made international headlines when he comes on. And he'll tell you, the modern Al-Qaeda is Western governments, period. Period. He said here, what, 6-8 months ago, that they would demand the drones be removed. They just did it last week. Okay, figure it out, folks. Remember over a decade ago, it made big news, the guy in Manhattan who owned all these shops that fixed windshields with the lowest prices, and his ads were, his billboards were everywhere. And he had three guys that worked for him out of the hundreds that worked at all the shops around the town who would go out at night with ball peen hammers and smash out windshields. They finally got caught. Al-Qaeda is the three guys working for the guy that owns the windshield shops out there knocking out windows. And if you can't figure that out, folks, you deserve what you get. Like Ron Paul said on the show a few months ago, he said, if you let the government stick their hands down your little kid's pants and grab their genitals, America, you deserve what you get. The good news is state legislatures are standing up because it's happening to state legislators and their wives. It's happened to U.S. congressmen where they start bossing them around, start groping their kids. The congressmen freak out. It's over, tyrants. You're going to lose. Oh, by the way, I said I'd get into naked body scanners. I remember when these were first developed by these companies and they couldn't get them in 12 years ago in New York, that they were body scanners for the ultimate fitting for women's clothing. That's in the news today, that they're going in all over the country and watching CNN Saturday. Just, I can't imagine what must be on there, because I turned it on and just saw the report, and I rarely watch it. They were saying how great it was that Americans wanted, not true, but they're telling you you want the royal wedding. Most of you didn't. That you want tyranny. That you love it. And they came out and they said, "Yes, the government's looking at it, and the malls want it. Body scanners at the malls." If you believe in the fairy tale terrorists, folks, they would just bomb the parking lot. Oh, don't worry, we'll have a checkpoint on the highway, and then at your house. Meanwhile, Mexico's a failed state. 30,000+ deaths, total bedlam, kidnappings exploding all over the Southwest. Oh, that's not an issue. No problem. Not a problem. Just be scared of Al-Qaeda everywhere. All right, let's continue with your calls. Todd, Travis, Pamela, Mark, Leo, Andrew, Renee, Shady. We'll get to all of you. Todd in New York. Sorry, the phone cut out on you earlier. You're on the air.
Hi, Alex. Can you hear me right now?
I can hear you now. Go ahead, evil one.
All right. I got a basic question here about Donald Trump. Do you think he will run as an independent, split the ticket, the Republican Party, and siphon off a lot of votes from whoever the Republican nominee is.
Yes.
Just like Ross Perot did.
I think more and more he's going
to eventually deliver the victory to Obama.
I think that that is in the cards, whether consciously or unconsciously. He's a big Democrat, big supporter of gun grabbers like Chuckie Schumer. More than two-thirds of his donations go to Democrats. Washington Times had a report on that. He is pro-socialist health care, so he'll make a great Republican. He is pro-eminent domain, stealing all ladies' houses. He tells people, I'll steal the oil for you, as if these guys became billionaires by giving you what your tax money pays to go steal the oil, but then you don't get it. And so I trust Donald Trump about as far as I could throw him. But some of the low IQ people out there, they think it's kind of sexy that he's strong and he's tough. And if we just had somebody who was tough, America would come back. The globalists are tough. They're outrageous. Who would imagine that they would break Americans' will to stick their hands down everybody's pants and grab the genitals of Miss America because she might be Al-Qaeda? And, you know, and the TSA are obviously a bunch of fat pedophiles half the time. I mean, this is all going on. So it's all about breaking our will, training us we're slaves. And the sky's the limit. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
One other thing, Alex, I just wanted to say to all the info warriors out there, get your bumper stickers on. Get your bumper
stickers. That's right. Every book or video order that comes through InfoWars or Prison Planet gets a free citizen rule book, Declaration of Independence, Constitution, Bill of Rights, Founding Father quotes, jury nullification documents, and some bumper stickers. Thank you so much, Todd. Appreciate you holding there. We got time for another one, or should I go to break and come back with more? Randy in California, you're on the air.
Yes. Hi, Alex. I had a good potential venue tip to pass along for anti-New World Order activism. Our local activist group here in Fresno recently rented a table at the local gun show about two weekends ago, and it was a great success. We handed out materials from Architects and Engineers for 9/11 Truth and about 300 InfoWars DVDs. We reached a lot of people, and it was pretty easy to do. It was only $75, and we made that up in donations very easily. A lot of people thanked us for doing that. And I want to pass it along to all the info warriors that this is really not that difficult, and it can reach a lot of people.
Well, Randy, that's a great idea. Plus, the government sells this idea that they take our money at gunpoint and then use it back against us politically, or they take the state's money and send it back with strings attached politically to social engineer. But somehow it's dirty. It's bad if your liberty-oriented group writes a book, makes a film, or sells books and videos to make money. Good. That's what it's all about. We need money. You need money. Spread the word. Capitalize systems so that we have money to fight the war, to build the platform. If we hadn't made money over the years and reinvested it in our operation, where would we be today? I mean, I'm not even that big, though we reach millions a day. Compared to some outfits, the point is we're the biggest thing in the liberty movement there is. And so thank goodness you supported us by buying the books and videos, because we've been able to build all this and then help other people have a platform to build their operations. More calls straight ahead. Stay with us. Monday through Friday, from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m., I am here live, coming to you from the studios in Austin, Texas, blasting out on XM. Oh, man, over 80 AM and FM radio stations. Number one on the internet with the podcast and the live streams, InfoWars.com. You have found it, the front lines of the info war, where the left and right are nothing but controlled boxes they use to play us off against each other. We're talking about right and wrong, liberty versus tyranny. And we're identifying not the front men of Obama and Bush and McCain and Mitt Romney, but the actual illegitimate hijackers of our society, the private Federal Reserve and its member banks. Now, let me hit a smattering of headlines here, and then I'll give you some financial news, then back to Travis, Pamela, Mark, Leo, Andrew, Renee, and Shady. I'll at least get to those calls. I really want to hear from you. But in the Safe Food Act they tried to pass last year, and by the way, in a one-week period, they got it in the House, but not through the Senate. They're going to try again now. $17 million, the Washington Post reported, was given in 1 week by, you guessed it, Tyson Chicken, ConAgra, all the big mega farming operations and food production groups to go after the small family farms and ranches with regulations and bureaucracy, so they'll just shut their doors. And the IRS has gotten through, gotten rid of the hobby farm write-offs, where it's got to make money or you can't write it off, but you're like, well, I just supplement to pay the property tax. Sorry, not our problem. It's all about driving you off the land. This is the set policy. But in there, there was a line about implementing the UN's Codex Alimentarius. Now, that's the international free trade agreement that governments sign on to that bans over-the-counter fish oil, vitamin C, St. John wort, everything. Meanwhile, all the big companies are racing to now patent it themselves. Once it's made illegal for over-the-counter, then they can come and get it for prescription. And they're coming out with fish oil, vitamin C that's government approved. Same thing, or they'll change a little carbon atom on it, or carbon structure in the molecule. Herbal medicines banned as EU directive comes into force. And it says hundreds and hundreds, they're all banned. That's the end of it. But it says you can go license and pay thousands for what cost dollars before. They're not playing games. And they're trying to do that here. That's why they've got all these new cops now raiding health food stores and having news cameras with guns and acting like it's dirty. And the average Epi's like, fine, shut down the local vitamin area. If they have officers, they must be dirty. Why, that man was selling silver coins. He's evil too. Those dirty Amish selling evil milk. Of course, the Amish are very upright, very law-abiding, very good. The point is, they sell it that they're bad. It's all psyop. So thought I'd raise that for you. Continuing here, I remember a couple years ago I told the crew this. We couldn't find it online, but like 12 years ago, they had naked body scanners that give you the ultimate fit whenever you went to these elite stores in New York, but nobody would do it, so it went away. Turns out the very same companies are the ones that then got Chertoff, who's on the board of one of them, to buy billions of dollars of them and then try to make you go through them. But then if you won't, they grope you. But now they do both. And I have it here out of the Examiner. Radiation-emitting airport scanners now being used in clothing stores. Video airport scanners. Rescue shoppers from fitting rooms. Oh, you get the ultimate fit. I thought this was bad. CNN was, and I saw this a few years ago, the FBI said we may want checkpoints at malls. But now it was on the news. Oh, yes, the people want it. Like you want a bowl of cyanide or Jim Jones Kool-Aid. Yeah, or you want to jump off a cliff or be hit by a truck. Everybody wants it. And, oh, everyone wants it. They want scanners to be safe at the malls. Folks, just randomly, Al-Qaeda's going to hit the mall. Al-Qaeda's going to hit this. Oh, they could be on a highway. Set up a random checkpoint there. They could be in a cornfield. Why, they could be anywhere. We just got to have the government take all our rights everywhere. We've got to be safe. It's all about making you the prisoner. This whole grid is for us, as the banks bring us into a major depression and implode the entire society. But let me just play this short clip in case you think I'm joking. Here they are going, it's so wonderful, body scanners, which then just acclimate us all to be put through these. And all these top doctors are on record admitting high levels of radiation. Here it is.
In the morning.
Oh.
Come into a mall near you, an airport-style scanner that will tell you your size store to store. I mean, it's such a waste of time, right, when you're taking the wrong size.
Oh, it's so fun.
In the changing room because it varies brand to brand, especially for women.
Look at the happy lady.
The scanner called My Best Fit will give you a printout that you can just walk around with. It's free, and it'll give your measurements for about 50 different stores.
Ooh.
Works for the men, too. I like the idea.
By the way, what it really is a secondary market. They get your biometric scan, not just your hand or your face, but they have radio wave systems the government's put out years ago in testing grounds all over the country, hooked up with cameras that look through your clothes. Now they have the biometric measurement of your body to then track you even when you're wearing a disguise. And that's one of the other functions of this. And I told folks this 12 years ago. Now it was mainstream news last month that they're actually saving biometric data, just like they take your baby's blood at birth, for now almost 40 years and didn't tell you until 2 years ago. It's all part of how criminal they are. And the federal government with mandates puts radioactive isotopes in your drinking water, not just sodium fluoride. But see, you're unable to get mad. Because it's the government. Oh, the government admits they run Al-Qaeda, and then they admit they're hanging out at the Pentagon, and they admit that they're putting uranium in the water. Oh, just look it up. Texas covered up radiation in drinking water. Just look it up. All over the country, but happened to get busted here. Nobody got in trouble. They're still doing it. Just and there was no discussion of how to get there, why is it there, but side issue. And again, I'm the extremist for being concerned about this. I'm the bad man. Now, getting into financial news, I cannot describe to you the magnitude of what this means. CNS News reporting, also the Associated Press reporting. U.S. Treasury, China has decreased its holdings of U.S. debt. Well, they announced it months ago. We don't need the Treasury. I remember a few years ago they were asking Perino before Bush left office, is it true the dollar's being devalued is why gas prices are going up? She says, I can't comment on that. And the White House doesn't have a statement on that. Like, we need them to tell us why gas prices went up then and are now going up even more now. And they're now saying $7 a gallon by next year. They're blaming it on speculators. Mainland China has decreased its holdings in U.S. Treasury securities since last October, according to a report updated today by the U.S. Treasury Department. But don't worry, the Treasury will just buy more of its own debt, and then the private Federal Reserve will get the interest on it that they make up out of nothing. Pretty good if you can get it. Pretty good business, huh? And you get to have your taxes raised to pay directly to them. Continuing here, the Canadian dollar, the loonie surges against the dollar. Dollar reaches 2.5-year low. I wanted to bring Ted Anderson up since a caller mentioned him. He happened to be at the office up in Minnesota, owner of the Genesis Network that I'm on right now, and also Midas Resources. I knew Ted before he even had a radio network when he was a sponsor on the radio network I was on in 1997. And Ted Anderson joins us now because I was asking Ted, because I want to buy some silver dollars from him, if I can just get the price he's offering everybody. He said, yeah, but we're basically almost out of these. Three silver dollars that are over $140, $150 in the market. Three of my best-selling films, a $60 value in the shrink wrap cases and free shipping for $125. I want to say that again. These silver dollars are close to $150 for three of them. We'll do the math. They're right at $50, so that's $150. Plus, there's markup everywhere. So I'm sorry, it is $150 or more than $60 in films free and free shipping. So let me see, $25 off at least, and then another $60, so $25 and $50. We're talking about $75 off, maybe $80. Oh, yeah, there's a free shipping. Forgot that. It's $85 off. $85 off. This is the last day. The brokers are there tonight. Only four or five of them. There's usually like 50 of them. But if you get your call in tonight, you can still get it tomorrow. But I wanted to bring Ted up about this financial news. They got great deals on gold and silver, but the prices will go up tomorrow. It'll still be lower than everybody else because Ted buys the gold and silver in mass and then sells it when it goes high at the old price. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. I'll have to come back with Ted for 2 minutes. We got a business meeting on the phone anyways about some other stuff we're doing. That's why he's up there on Sunday after the show. So he's happy to sit there. We're going to come back with Ted on what this means in the economy. Then I promise I'm going to rampage through these calls. Stay with us.
What we've got here is failure to communicate.
We're going to stick our hands down your pants. We're the government. We're going to ship narcotics in. That's normal.
Which is the way he wants.
The big bank's going to launder it and not get no trouble.
I don't like it
any more than you do.
Waging war on corruption.
That's called terrorism.
It's Alex Jones.
Look at your young man. All right, I want to get in at least five or six calls. So everybody, start your engines. Be ready. I want to hear what you have to say. 2 hours isn't enough on Sundays. I'll just bump this up to 3 hours. I think my wife would scalp me, though. Ted Anderson, you've got a lot of great deals on gold and silver, but you are now exhausting the supplies since it's run up. Briefly, tell us where gold and silver is right now. In your 30-plus years in this, give us your breakdown on what this signifies, the Chi-Com starting to dump the dollar.
Well, first of all, in the Asian markets today, gold is at $1,575 is the highest price I've seen so far. Presently, right now, trading at a price of $1,565, so just $10 below that. But that's high, that's the highest price gold has ever seen before. Silver's been trading in that $47 range, and it's been a real hot market. In the Asians, you know, of course.
Well, Ted, you gave folks great advice over the years. The media would say bad advice. Gold, 260, back 11 years ago, now 1570-something. Silver, $5 now. What's silver today?
Silver's been as high as 47 and as low as about 43, trading in that trading.
So they're trying to hammer that down right now. But we've seen that trend quite a bit. It should continue to pick up. Real fast, Ted, tell folks about the specials that are running until tomorrow morning.
Well, I can tell you right now, if you take advantage of that silver dollar video offer at $125 delivered, you're not going to find silver dollars for that price anywhere. And the bonus to this is you get three of Alex's greatest videos that he's ever produced, and we need to get these in the hands of the people. Alex, we practically have sent out 100,000 of these things since we started making this offer, and it's growing organically just fabulously. And again, the people that picked these up in the past are obviously very happy because they own silver. So $125 delivered, you're not going to beat that, and that price will be up tomorrow because silver's gone up so much. Frank's right now at 336. Man, I can tell you, Alex, that is such a great buy because gold is going up like it has been. That's going to be a lot higher. Sovereign's 422. There's just such a long line of items. The Eagles right now are sitting at 1646. Bags of dimes, and I'm talking about bags of $100 face value, 1,000 dimes, 3606. I mean, there's just so many things that right now that are priced relative to the last week's price, but the prices have gone up, and these things have to adjust accordingly.
And you've got a lot of great deals on gold. When folks call, just say, I want to hear the list of radio specials, and those are the best deals out there that I've seen. 800-686-2237, 800-686-2237. Thank you so much, Ted Anderson. All right, let's go fast to your calls. Travis in Florida, you're on the air. Thanks for holding. That is laser speed, Travis.
Listen, I have two things I want to bring up to you about the smart grip technology. My power company sent me an email a couple days ago.
Yeah, no, the power company, people spy on you when they're in the house. So do the cable guys, and they got smart meters that will control the inside of your house. It's all freedom. Sorry, go ahead.
So they said it's something called the on-call. So it said by enrolling in on-call, you agree to let us occasionally turn off equipment you select for short periods of time only when necessary. To
and that's
energy.
How it starts to set the precedent. Then it becomes mandatory.
It's crazy, man. So anyway, but the Codex Alimentarius, that's just basically it is a way to drop the population, to kill people off.
Well, it's to make you buy. Big Pharma is lobbying to shut down the vitamins and minerals. Big Agra's lobbying to shut down the farms and ranches. This is how big business works. They're not free market. But the stupid Republicans will never get that. And the Democrats are even dumber. They think big government's going to stop the corporations. Big government works for the mega money.
So, yeah, anyway, so I was turned on to you about 2.5 years ago during the election when you made the Obama deception. And, brother, you are, like, speaking things that my eyes are open now, dude.
Well, that's the thing. Once your eyes are open, Travis, Alex Jones is not smart anymore. Okay? This stuff is elementary. Arresting Amish for selling milk, sticking their hands down little kids' pants, arresting people for having silver dollars. They're a bunch of crooks out of control, bunch of king rats, a bad sheriff, you know, trying to boss us around to be their slaves. It's a joke.
So I was at work the other day, and a lady was using her iPhone. I said, the government's watching you on your iPhone. She goes, oh, don't worry. I'm not trying to overthrow the government.
Yeah, exactly. It's illegal for the government to do that. I appreciate your call. It's that they're dangerous, lady, not that you're bad so you don't mind. What an idiot. Thank you, Travis. Pamela in Tejas, you're on the air, evil freedom lover.
The answer to 9/11 is 2/11, and for the people who don't know what 2/11 is, it's Alex's birthday, I think.
Yeah, it is. 2/11/74, I'm a spring chicken.
Yeah, I'm not. But I've listened to you for a long time, and I really appreciate you, and this is a first-time call.
Well, welcome.
And I wanted to really say, besides being a proud truther, that I'm a proud birther, and I'm really disgusted that people are just, you know, the media just is pretending like this birth certificate was not phony.
Now they've released three different versions of the long form. And remember, there was never a long form. That little receipt they put out was it, they told us. Nothing else existed. And we were crazy to say there was a long form. And now the long form's come out. And, folks, I don't even know if he was born in Kenya or not. I've never really been a full birther. I just know that they've been covering something up. And this new thing is as fake as a $3 bill.
I was wondering, you know, you had brought up, you know, why would they put something so shoddy out? And I was starting to think that maybe they were trying to distract us with that because they're going to pull something worse. And my thought about what they might pull that is worse is there was one event that just happened. It was one of the New Madrid drills. It happened on April 28th.
Now, they certainly have tectonic weapons, and I appreciate your call. They could pull anything. For those that don't know, the Secretary of the Army has admitted, Cohen, back in 97 Army Times, April 28th, that they do have tectonic earthquake weapons. I don't know if that's what's happening, but let's go ahead and talk to you. I'm going to skip to the end because they've been holding a while to Shaddy in Oklahoma. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hello, Alex.
Hey, we're almost out of time. What's on your mind?
Okay. I'm an old sailor that helped expose Project Shad back in 2001.
Biological, chemical, and radiological spraying of sailors by the thousands, including killing some of you.
Well, I used to be a fan of William Cooper, and so I listened to a tape interview between you and William Cooper, and I noticed William Cooper also had a Bohemian Grove tape. So I watched that, and I got halfway through it, and my jaw dropped.
Yeah. Well, listen, I appreciate your call, sir. I really do. We're almost out of time, and we're trying to hurry. Mark in North Carolina, go ahead.
First-time caller. And first, I just want to thank you for all the information you
provided. Thank you, Mark.
Research you do. Well, you know, one thing on Ron Paul, I really like him, and most likely I'm going to vote on him for president if he keeps running. And but one thing I'd like to see, if he's going to be the president, is for him to lay it out, all out on the table on what he thinks about 9/11 truth. And I'd like, you know, it'd be great if maybe you could help pressure him. I know you get him on your show. It's a difficult subject to bring up to people to come on the
show.
Well,
he's come out and said the CIA ran a coup on America with Kennedy and brings in the drugs in a speech. You can just search that and it'll come up. And, you know, Ron Paul has said that, you know, he, with the whole 9/11 issue, that he's focusing on the Federal Reserve and other things. People should look at 9/11 because the official story is a fable. But even if Ron Paul doesn't win, he will win by talking about real issues in the debate, something all the other Republicans are not going to do. Because he'll say, yeah, get rid of some of the welfare to balance the budget, but if you don't get rid of the private Federal Reserve and say no to all these derivatives that the taxpayer has been signed on to that are debts of the banks, there's no way to fix it. You know, we're not talking about the 50,000-pound elephant in the room of the private central banks that are robbing us. We're talking about the, 50-pound little goblin in the room of dependency. And so I'm against all this welfare and stuff because it makes folks dependent and grows the size of government. But the globalists only grew government to get us domesticated and then to have a big group of people that are dependent on government that can be used as weapons against the middle class by the ultra-rich and the elite. That's the real paradigm, and finally talk radio is starting to get it. Positive things are happening. We're starting to turn the corner. Great job to the Sunday crew. I'll be back live tomorrow, 11 a.m. We'll cover the press dinner, the latest on Fukushima, the economy, all of it tomorrow. See you back 11 a.m.